You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever. Now we're back.
Hello.
Did I scare you?
No.
You just jumped a little bit.
Maybe it's not the morning while we're recording here, but it feels like morning to me because I was just on my vacation and I'm like not in.
Yeah.
I'm not in it yet. So maybe you did scare me a little bit.
And the overcast weather just makes it feel like you're half asleep. And
yeah. No, and I'm just used to being alone. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not used to talking to other people now.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Another person in here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So we're doing something kind of fun this week. We are discussing Jordan's new rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
She just launched a brand new...
Well, brand.
We'll get into it. It's fine.
Yeah. A whole new me, I guess, or a whole new
business
vibe. I'm still the same me, but...
Yeah, but it's very different than you had before.
Yeah, we're going to talk just... Yeah. I mean, it's important to change and evolve, and that's kind of what's happened.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
It'll be fun to kind of dive into it and talk about it, because I feel like I have, but I can talk about it some more.
Yeah, no, but now it's finally here, and people can kind of like... understand it, and just like we also want to just kind of talk about why it's important to rebrand, and also what to watch for when your photographer rebrands, because that's important too.
Yeah, there's definitely some things I'm doing to like make it smooth for everybody, because I mean I got to think about it like, yeah, like I'm rebranding, I'm like changing, but like my clients are used to my old brand and have been for the past 7 years, so it's like definitely like not just like something that you can just like do and just move on with. Like there's definitely some change and some like some things you gotta watch and things you gotta go with.
No, totally. Yeah, especially when it's that drastic too.
Yeah,
but we're gonna start off with a little recap. Jordan and I both just got home like within the last couple days, I guess.
You got home yesterday.
So yesterday? No, 2 days ago. But
yeah,
it feels like it. I'm so like
me too.
You know,
I know,
just getting
too.
Back into the groove.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jordan, tell us about your trip you just went on.
Oh, okay. Well, last time we recorded, I don't know which episode it would have been. So our timelines might be a little weird with our episodes. But I was in Nordegg, and that was like a little family trip of mine, which was really fun. We like did a bunch of scouting because my family, like my dad's also a photographer. So he'll like come along with my little photo adventures and come with me and like look for spots and humor me almost a little bit. But we went and stayed in Airbnb Nordegg and had like a nice little family weekend. And then I went to Jasper for like a solo camping trip alone. So like, I don't have a camping trailer. Like I have a tent. Like I packed the truck. Like I just like left and I went to Jasper. My parents kind of like dropped me off and they made sure I was all good. Like I was fine, but they like came to my site and helped me out a little bit. And then they left and I was gone for like pretty much a week and a half. Yeah. I didn't feel like it, but it was really fun. Like I knew I wanted to do it, but I didn't know I like needed it. And I really needed it. Like in my soul, like I'm going to sound cheesy, but like I needed it. It was really fun. And I saw
I think you've been needing it for a while. You've had a lot happening in your life, a lot of changes. And I think you kind of needed that reset.
Hey. I did.
To disconnect and
like
spend time in nature.
Well, and like Jasper, like there's service in Jasper, but like most of Jasper when you're traveling around, like you have no service, you're just like cut off.
Yeah.
It's really nice to just like not talk to anyone. Like I talk to myself, like well, in my head, okay, you guys, I'm not sitting in the bush like mumbling like a little witch, okay? Like that is not the vibe.
Yeah.
But I journaled.
Hey, Jordan, how's it going? Oh, good. Tonight's nice.
I would was making fires. I was journaling. I listened to a lot of music, like made my own food. Like I obviously like went and sat in coffee shops in the morning and like did my own thing too and worked a little bit because like the grind never stops.
Exactly.
We never quit. I had to edit and stuff. But like it was really good. I saw 13 bears. Apparently I picked bear week to go to Jasper. Like the first,
I didn't
know this, but like the first week of June is like official week to see bears pretty much. Like that's what they told me.
That's crazy because what day did I come home? Sunday, whatever, Monday. We saw three bears and one grizzly driving back from Kelowna. Okay,
well, that's why.
And that was through, like, Banff and stuff. But I was like, Jordan's right. Because I've never, I have driven that road 100 times. Like, I've never seen bears off the highway.
That's the thing.
Like, and we saw three and we were like, and we got a picture of the grizzly, too. It was standing up in the bush. I'll have to send it to you. Well, yeah, Jordan's story is better, but.
I will recount. So I saw a lot of bears and like I like don't usually see them. And I'm not like scared of bears. Like I wasn't like terrified. No. But like black bears are like they're still bears, but they're like the chill bears. Like they can still do you some damage, but like they're not going to like they're not going to like come at you more like than the grizzly bears and stuff will. Right. So I'm like scouting and my whole trip, I guess I didn't really talk about that yet, but I'll get into it. Like my trip was to like relax and recharge, but also to location scout. So I was just going, I was driving around and I was going to a whole bunch of different locations I've never really been to before, like open clearings and just good spots that might be good for photos. Cause I wanted to have like a list and that's like, I did, I like went to a bunch of spots and now I have this great list. But one of the spots,
so cool.
One of the spots I pull up. This is like 5 minutes from town. Like I thought I was pretty safe, you guys. Okay. And there's a bunch of cars parked there in this little spot. Then there's like a clearing and I'm like, oh, that would be like a great photo spot. So I like pull in and it's all these guys with like huge camera lenses, like the 400 millimeter lenses, which are like usually, so if you are not a photographer, those are meant for close up wildlife, like far away
or sports.
Like I definitely don't have a lens like that. My dad has one similar, but not as nice as these guys. It's like they had the huge, they're like longer than this, like they're huge. So I pull up and usually those guys, like they're, like, I mean, first rule of bear safety is, like, to tell people there's bears around.
Yeah, of course.
But usually those guys, if there's an animal or something, they'll be like, oh, there's, like, an elk. There's, like, this happening. Like, they're, like, so proud, and they'll tell everybody. So no one...
Not these guys.
No one said anything. So I'm like, maybe this is a meeting spot. I should have asked, okay? I should have said something. It is what it is. I just waltz in there with my little 35 millimeter. Like, this is a tiny little lens. It's not meant for zooming into bears. Like, it's, I was just taking pictures for my, like, scouting location guide, okay? Like, just a camera. I don't know. So I waltz in and I see some bear poop and, like, it was a big pile of bear poop, but, like, it was old. Like, I was like, okay, like, there's bear poop all over the place. Usually, if you see bear poop, you don't continue. Like, you're like, okay. But, like, you see bear poop everywhere, and I kind of kicked it. It was not fresh. It was old. It was crunchy. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Keep walking in. There's, like, a clearing, and then there's, like, a little ridge that goes down. And I, like, go to the top of this little ridge before it goes down, grizzly bear. I was like, oh, okay. So I, like...
And was anyone down
there? No, no one's down there. I didn't know. I didn't even take my bear spray because there were so many people around because I'm a crazy person apparently. And I just like slowly start to walk back because you're not supposed to turn away from them. You want to keep your eyes on them like because you don't want to be surprised. So and he was eating grass. Like he was not looking at me or anything, but like it was close enough. Like it was probably like half a kilometer away, which is close. They can run that really fast. So I get back, I walk back. I'm like having a heart attack. I'm like, okay. Like get me out of here. And
I can't believe no one told
you. So I go back and I'm like, because I was like, if these guys don't know there's a bear in there, they're going to want to go take a picture, right? That's what they are. Like, I'm like, hey, do you guys know there's a bear in there? And they're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, you guys, let me walk in there. And they're like proud. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I was just location scouting. I didn't know. And they didn't even say sorry. Like, and then this guy. He's like this old man. Like that's usually like the guys with the huge lenses. It's like a group of them. It's like the older guys. Like it's
they shoot Nikon. Yeah. That's the stereotype.
So he's like, look at this. This is the same bear yesterday. Like just up the road, like a tiny bit. Like pretty much the same spot yesterday. Yeah, and it's the picture of that bear eating a baby elk. Like it's in his mouth, and the bear's like,
it's insane,
like freaking out. And I'm like, you let me walk in there?
We'll have to insert that picture. It's nuts.
Oh my god, I'm getting PTSD.
Like that photo, I sent it to my dad and he was losing his mind. He was like, did Jordan take that?
You're like, yeah, with her 35 millimeter lens. She was right there. But I'm like, that could have been me. That could have been me. That could have been me in his mouth. Because he's obviously hungry. Obviously he's hungry.
Well, maybe not today since, or that day since he ate that.
No, but also the thing is when they get prey like that, they hide it. And if you get in their territory, they're very territorial about it.
Yeah, there
you go. So then I could have also been prey because of that. It's a lot.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen a grizzly bear even ever. So I'm like, I get surprised by one. And that was like my second day in Jasper. And I'm like, okay, I'm terrified. Like,
and wasn't one by your tent
too? Well, yeah, I was like having a fire. This was the first day I got there. And like I went up to my truck to get like a snack or I don't know what I was getting. And my neighbors looked at me and they're like, bear. And I like look up and there's a bear in front of my truck. Just like on the like road beside the like in the campground. Yeah. And he didn't care. And so I just like slowly like walked over to my door to like just in case to jump in my truck if I had to. But he just meandered away. Like it was fine. Like black bears don't really care unless they're like really desperate, but like
Or it's a mom maybe or something. Hey? Yeah.
But he just walked away.
Well, that's crazy. The one we saw, we were slowing down because there was a black bear crossing the highway and the vehicle in front of us was slowing down. And then the black bear must have saw that there was like three vehicles coming. So it kind of went back into the bush. So we were going probably like 50 kilometers an hour and we look over and there's a grizzly bear standing in the bush, just like eating some leaves. And I was like, that poor black bear is going to go get eaten.
Oh my God. No, the grizzly's not going to eat a black
bear. Do they don't eat other bears? Well, they
might fight. I don't think they're going to eat each other.
But the black bear looked like maybe like a teenage cub. Like it was, I thought it was like some sort of cat, like not a cat, but like a, I don't know. Cause it was so tiny.
Oh.
And I don't know anything about wildlife, but Haley was taking a video and you can see the grizzly standing up in the trees and it was massive. But like I didn't think that they would be that close to the highway.
Well, and was it
apparently this week?
Yeah, they are. Like, and I saw 13. Most of them were beside the highway. Like because after that grizzly like encounter, I was like, okay, I'm not like really gonna explore. Like I will explore places where other people will be. But I'm not like I'm not walking in anywhere. Even with bear spray, I just didn't feel like walking into anywhere that I couldn't see where I was walking. Like and into a path or like if I could see it, I could go in. But like I wasn't gonna be surprised again like that. I was like, mm-mm.
When you said that though, I was like, it made sense that we saw so and I we saw one going to Kelowna too, but like seeing three was crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just like it's their friendly reminder for all of us that shoot in the bush. Cause even me, like, I feel like I've almost been like a little bit careless. Like I've never been careless. I know they're out there and I always like make noise to like make sure, but like, I've just never been surprised like that. So it's just, it's like a nice reminder.
Good
almost.
Reminder.
Yeah. So just let's keep our bear sprays on us. If you don't have bear spray and you're out in the bush, just make sure you have it. It's better to have it and like not use it than not have it and not be able to use it. But like, and then I made some friends, like one of my campgrounds, I made a friends with like a girl from Germany. And we like went and jumped in the river together in the morning. Very cold. It took my breath away. She was doing a river plunge. So I'm like, like, let's do it, girl. Yeah. We were pals. We like exchanged like all our information and stuff. Yeah. But it was, she was doing like she's going to Vancouver, I think. Yeah. She's like, I haven't seen a bear. I'm like, oh, you'll see one this week. But I don't know. It was just a nice time. Like I worked, but I also like just to like be out in nature and like be alone. And like I planned it to relax and recharge, but it's nice to do stuff like this before we start to get busy because it's like we're right on the verge of our busy season. So like honestly, it was so, so peaceful to like go and just like sit in nature and like vibe and like work and but like not have to like always be on my like computer and just like I was like I kind of out of it and it was really really nice like I'm almost gonna like
and just being able to disconnect from your phone too would have been so
I'm almost maybe gonna do this every year like as a little treat to myself before like our busy season starts. I feel like it's really important. Yeah. To just like
and then after again in the fall.
Just excuses to go on trips.
Exactly. But it's like that's such an affordable way to do a trip too, because you're I won't be camping in the bush by myself. But
I'll take you.
All the power to
you. I'll be your camp mom. I will do
Maybe
it.
Maybe I'll go with you sometime, but I will not be doing that alone. I'm way too
I'd like to get a camper.
Inexperienced.
I'd like to get a camper.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then we can be fine. We will be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Off the ground. No bears can get in, hopefully. And
yeah. There was one night I was laying in bed and I like convinced myself a bear was sniffing my tent. And like, I don't know what, like, by like gave myself a mini panic attack. There was no bear. Like, I'm pretty sure I just made it up in my head, but like.
You're probably, yeah, after seeing that many bears too.
It was good though. Now I'm desensitized. It is what it is.
Yeah.
How was your?
Yeah, I had a very different
week. Yeah, I was going to say, tell me about your beautiful little relaxing trip.
Yeah, well, it was like a work / fun trip. I went out to Kelowna and I did some sessions and then I had a friend come out and we did some wineries and honestly it was so chill. Like we didn't do anything crazy. We just kind of like, I worked, we would go to wineries, did a couple of those, you know, nothing crazy,
but like
I had the coolest couple that I shot with.
Oh yay.
On the last night. And they were just like, they had the craziest story like of their relationship and I can't wait for their, like all the couples were awesome, but yeah, that one in on the last night was just like
those, when you have those sessions like that, it like really reminds you why you do it. I think
totally, especially when the people like they open up to you so much about what they've been through and how they got together. Yeah. And like
yeah,
it was just the coolest thing. So I really really enjoyed my shoots out there and it's nice just to, you know, that's like my happy place for shooting. So it was really good. And yeah, I enjoyed it, but very different than your trip.
We both like did these trips, not planning to, but like right before we got busy, I feel like our brains were
I know. And like the same week and a half-ish that we both went, it was kind of
I know, because I tried to invite you to come to Jasper and you're like, I'll be in Kelowna. And I'm like, you just did that.
I was like, you can come to Kelowna with me.
No, it was good though. It was good.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
I was trying to think of anything else that happened, but I think that's mostly the gist of it.
I think we've really like recapped our last little bit. But yeah, Jordan, your first wedding is this coming up weekend,
yeah,
right?
Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, excited.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's in the mountains. It'll be beautiful. It's very intimate and small. Yeah. Amazing. And then I'm jetting off to Vernon the next day.
Oh, yes. That's so
fun. And they have a hot tub there. So I'm just like ready to shoot this wedding, drive to Vernon, and then just sit in the hot tub for the rest of the week.
Are you driving right to Vernon from that wedding?
No. I'm going to come home and then go. Like, because it's like, it's 8 hours from me, from here.
To Vernon? Yeah, probably.
So, because I'm done at like 8 o'clock at night. Like, I would get there at like 1 o'clock in the morning. But I'm going to come home, sleep, and then leave the next morning. And it'll be a nice drive. Nice. I'll probably see some more bears.
Probably. But
I don't know. It'll be good. I'm excited. Yeah. It's also...
We just miss each other in Kelowna and Vernon. That's so sad.
I know. It's very sad.
What do you do?
And
Vernon's amazing, too. I love it there.
Yeah, I'm going to try and maybe line up a shoot or two or something. Yeah, maybe just one. Like, I don't know. Just something to... I mean, I'm on vacation, but like...
If you're there, you might as well.
Yeah, I think so. At a waterfall or something like that.
Oh, I know of a good waterfall to send you to.
Okay, now I have to do it. Yeah. Now I have to do it. Yeah.
It's the biggest one I've been to so far out there. So, and it's like easy.
And you can like take pictures in it?
Oh yeah. Like it's a trail and then you go down into like a hole almost. And the waterfall's in this like hole.
Ooh.
And then, but the way up isn't as fun because it's a lot of stairs. But going down is completely fine. Okay. And like from the top, you can see down. But yeah, going back up is a little bit of a trek.
Oh, well, it's worth it.
Nothing crazy.
It's worth it. Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. But yeah, let's jump into the rebrand. Mm, okay. So what, like, I think the main thing I'm curious about is like, what made you want to rebrand and like this drastic?
Okay. Well, I didn't really think about it. I guess like as in like a rebrand at the beginning, I just like, I've been shooting the same, like, obviously not the same way, but I've been shooting for, it's been like 8 years now that we've been shooting. Like, right. Yeah. I think if I'm doing my math right, we've been doing this for like eight years. And my colors and my editing have changed over the years, but they've stayed very much the same. And like, I like try and keep everything very true, very vibrant and all that.
Yeah.
So my styles stayed very much the same over these last 8 years. And I've almost started like, and not that I hate my old style because I still really love it. But I've almost started to get, I don't mean this in any bad way either, but like bored of that old style. And it just wasn't like cutting it for me. Like I wasn't getting that. When we first started shooting, everything was like, oh my God, that's beautiful. Like everything was like exciting. Yeah. If that makes sense. I'm saying this, I don't mean this in a bad way at all. I just mean grow, it just like, it's not as new and exciting anymore because it's not new and exciting. It's been a few years. You're not new anymore. So like, I almost started to get bored of my old colors, my old style, and it wasn't giving me the same feeling as when I started. So I'm like, okay, like I want to be excited about my work again. So then I just started like playing around, and I had some different presets. Like all of us photographers have like millions of presets that we just have. Usually we use one or two, but we have millions.
Yeah. And you buy a pack for like $150 and you never use it.
Nice. Yeah. No, so I started playing with some stuff that I had, and then like it's kind of fun to play with the new colors and stuff. But like I like looked into some other stuff, and I found some. I was really like, this is like the last few years, like the filmy revolution of photography has like kind of like it came into like play. Yes. Everybody's playing with film. Everybody's like playing with that look, or like they're doing the funky things to make it look like ethereal and funky like that. So that was kind of coming up. And so I like bought a few presets that like were that style, and I started putting them on my work, and I'm just like falling in love with it. But people were still booking me for my old style, right? At that point. Yes. So it's not like I could just like one day decide, okay, everyone gets this new style. I couldn't just start sending out my client galleries like that, even though I love them more.
Then people would be like, what the heck? I hired you for your other style.
Yeah. Right? And like I said, like, it's nothing wrong with the other style and other colors. No. It's just, I was like evolving. So I've been thinking about it for a while, and I knew that I needed to change something. And like, yes, I could have just changed my editing and kept everything else the same. But also like, I started to kind of like reevaluate my whole business, which I think is important to do, because we are all changing. It's been 8 years. Like, that's almost like a decade. Like, that's a long time. And as
thinking of who you were and who I was like when we first started is like night and day.
Yeah. Like, and it's normal for people change. Everyone change. Every year people change a little bit. You change like every day. Like, it's very normal. So I'm like, okay, like, yes, maybe like it's not just my editing that I want to change. Like, maybe my whole style, like, I have changed. And I'm like, I kind of deep dove into it, and I'm like, okay, like, like, there is a lot of stuff I love about my old brand, but I feel like now here I am, and now this is different, and like, I think it's time for a change. Mm-hmm. So I just slowly started to do it and started to play around with the new stuff. And I'd like send some clients like lately in this last year, what I've been doing before I even did the rebrand is I would start to edit my sneak peeks with both styles.
Oh yeah.
Just to gauge what people like. Cause I didn't want them, like, I'm like, no, like, I know you booked me for this style, so I just also added this filmy edit, like, just for fun. If you like it
and see what
if you like it, fine, use it. If you don't, whatever. Like, it's whatever, don't use it. But most of the people loved my new film edit as well as the old stuff. And I'm like, okay, like, this is a great sign. Like, this is what we wanted. So then I like kind of dove in, and I found a website designer, and kind of we talked about what I wanted, and it was nice. Actually, the timing of when I like redid my whole website was when I was going through a bunch of like personal stuff in my life. So it kind of like really made me like dive into like who I am now. So it's really like a business rebrand. I was personally rebranding my whole life.
Yeah, you have a personal rebrand too. Like even your clothes, your hair,
everything
is
has
so
been
different.
Changing. Yeah. And it honestly, like, it kind of like fell in together, like the way that happened, because it's not like I chose to like have these personal things happen to me, but they just did at the same time. And it like, it really just felt right. So
the universe just went like,
there you go. All my manifesting this last year has really like brought me to this. Yeah. But no, and I think it's not even just the editing that has like changed in my head, but like I like before, and we've talked about this, I feel like in like episodes before, but like before, I think I, and maybe a lot of new photographers too, are just focused on getting the shot. Like you're focused on getting that shot.
Yeah.
And like, I'm still focused on getting the cool, beautiful, perfect shots, but I'm more focused now on the story. So when I was editing with my old style versus like that new filmy edit that I was playing around with, like I could feel so much more like from the photo with that new edit. And like, it seems so funny to think about like an edit, just being able to like change that. But like just the colors and like the texture and like just the grain and like the way that new edit like brings you into that moment versus how my old one kind of just froze it. It just, mm-hmm. it gave me a...
Yeah, that's a cool way of describing
it. It gave me a whole different feeling. And I'm like, hey, like if I can feel from this photo and I can't feel from that one, that's a problem. I want to feel from the photos.
Yeah. Because your new style is very like cinematic, very storytelling, very... And I think that also like that's been the trend. Like before you look on Instagram and everyone would post that one photo. Mm-hmm. You want that one epic shot. And now it's like a carousel, whatever. However you say that. And it's like you're telling a story through your images more.
It is a story.
So I think that's such a different way of shooting.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's, I think that's the gist of it. I kind of went on a tangent, but like.
No, I think that like, I think that's a good way of describing your style change too. Versus like before, even with the color and stuff, but it was very like, you know, and I was the same. You get that shot.
Yeah.
You get the money shot. Yeah. And then all the others are kind They're of. They're just. Even the.
They're filler shots, which are still beautiful pictures, but it's not.
Yeah.
Now it's more, I try and focus more on like the story.
Yeah.
Unintentionally.
And almost, every shot. And then intentionally. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. I mean, and doing my whole website was fun. Like it made me like, it was fun. It was a little bit stressful too. It almost made me like think about it even more. Like because you have to go through and write a whole bio and write paragraphs about what you want people to feel when they're going through your photos and like the experience.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. So that helped me also kind of like really like pinpoint down. I'm like, okay, I need to sit down and really like think about what I want people to feel when they go through my work. And so that also helped me like rebrand as well. And finding a logo was fun. Like it was, I love it though, like rebranding as much as it's stressful, so cool. But it's fun to like get like a whole new vibe from like your work and.
No, totally.
Make a new logo and make something fun. And like changing my name is kind of like, that was a big one. Cause everybody, even Sarah was like, are you sure you really want to change your whole name?
Just because I loved your old name too. So I think that was my reservation with that.
I did too. But you know what? I did it for a few reasons. I can talk about them, I guess. Yeah, I can talk about them.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted, like, because it's been 8 years, I'm like, hey, like, I'm not the same person that chose Jordan Connor Originals.
Yeah, that's true.
As much as I love it. It's almost like fun. And as much as I'm still fun, I wanted something that was a little bit more like cinematically sounding. So that was half of it. And then also my last name, sometimes it's hard to pronounce. So that was part of it too.
Yeah.
Just,
and to spell. And to spell. I still struggle spelling it. Yeah.
And then the next part too is when I had Jordan Connor Originals, nothing said photography.
True.
And I didn't want to be just Jordan Connor Photography, cause that's everybody in their, no offense, everybody in their dog. But like really it's a good name. It tells people who you are.
It works.
It's great. And I think it works good for you because you have a short, like you're Sarah Thorpe. It's not like a long name, but like with Jordan Connor Photography. It's like so many synonyms.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. So then I kinda like cut that out and I wanted it to also be very personal, which is why I use Jordan's. Cause it's like, it's not my last name. It's my first name. It's like, we're on a first name basis. It's like, it's my work. And Jordan's Photos and Films tells people what it is. And it's different. And it's like, people probably do have that name in different places, but no one has it around here. And I just needed a change. And it.
Well, and it showcases your Super 8 stuff.
It's short.
Too, right? Like it's not just.
It's short and it's sweet. And it. Yeah. Feels right, so.
I think you went with your gut, too, and I think that's the most important.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, actually, because even, like, Sarah, there's so many other people that were like, don't change it. And I'm like, well, already did. It is what it is.
So blunt.
No, I told you about that.
No. I also, like, I don't know, I would just get, I'd be so scared to do it. So I think, like, props to you for doing it, because... But I also, like, I don't know what I would change mine to if I ever changed it. And, like, I don't want to use my middle name because I have just, like, a basic middle name. Like, you know, all the Anns and Maries, like, everyone's middle name. So I think, I don't know. It just works.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with yours.
Yeah. No. And, like, I never did, like, a massive rebrand. But I think every couple years I have kind of rebranded.
You have.
Like, this year, my work is so different. Because last year, I felt like I was kind of in an identity crisis with my work, which I think a lot of photographers go through every couple of years.
We all do that. Yeah, everybody does.
Yes. Yeah. So I was like trying to go. Because before I was very muted, very like that was what was trending. And then I went very vibrant and very filmy last year. And it was like blues and like very grainy, very like, I don't know. But now I'm like, what I'm trying to do with my brand is be timeless. I want it to be like edited, but not, you know, over edited.
You're going.
And still kind of filmy, but like
you're
more natural.
You're very like editorial this year.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that description because I love the dramatic poses and the moody, like, and the, you know, documentary, but like making it look kind of,
yes,
you know, editorial is like the best way to describe it, I would say. Yeah.
Oh.
And it's just fun. I don't know. Like pushing yourself to shoot differently is like the best thing you can do for your work. Because if you're going to this, like all your shoots with the same mindset and like, you're not pushing yourself, then it totally reflects in your work.
You have, if you want to change or you want to get better, you have to try things or else you're not going to even do anything. You're not going to change at all.
No, definitely.
So I love that. I mean, like if you don't do it, what do you expect from it?
Just try. And I haven't like announced or anything. It's just been kind of gradual.
You do it very subtly. You do it subtly.
Yes. Yeah. And like compared to last year, I think it's different, but not like, I can still use my work from last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it still translates, but I just re-edit if I repost those photos
too. I know, it's fun. It's also fun to go back and like re-edit.
I know. And see how your work is so, like, this spring I was kind of playing with some of my old work with this new editing style I've been using. And it's like, wow, I shoot so much better now.
I know. Like, it's like a night.
Looking at your old work, it's like, wow.
It feels good. You're like, oh, look at me go.
Yes. It's a good reminder too, that you're growing. And even like we've been shooting both of us for like 8 years, but looking at our stuff from 4 years ago, it's like, I thought I was doing pretty good then. And look like now it's so different.
Even
right?
Saying 8 years. It's almost 10 years, Sarah.
I know. It's nuts. And like looking at our work from 8 years ago when we were in Nate is like.
We should have an episode where we talk about our assignments in Nate and put them on the screen.
Yes. That would be so funny.
Good ones of you.
And I have some good ones of Jordan.
No, actually, I'm terrified. Let's not do that.
I think I have worse ones than Jordan, but she has some pretty weird ones than me. Like, we had the funniest assignments, and we really...
I mean, props to us. We really took them to heart. We really
did. Oh, yeah, we did. And I think our teachers probably thought we were nuts, but I think everyone kind of shot, like...
Yeah, but you know what, though? I think...
With that, but.
I think from our teacher's perspective, I mean, I'm talking for them, so it's just probably wrong, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
We were having fun with it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And if you can't have fun with it and you take everything so literally and you just try and, like, do it by the book and you don't have fun and you're not trying to be creative at all, it doesn't – like, photography's art. Photography's creative. Photography's trying new things. It's not straight to the book. It's not like a math equation. You can't – there's not only one way to do it. There's so many different ways to do it. So I feel like they almost were like, yeah, girls, like – go for it, because we were having fun with it. We were learning.
Yeah.
We were like being creative. That's all you can ask for.
And we were kind of doing what was on trend. Like, I remember there was this trend of having like animal skulls in photos. I had this one friend. Remember that trend? And we were in Lethbridge and she was holding one of my dad's like hunting skulls in front of her face. And it was like,
I think you got top five for that.
Yeah, I think I did. Not sure what the topic was or why, but it's like now, like no one would do that. But that was like a trendy thing to do.
Yeah, I remember at that. Point, I remember that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Funny.
That would be fun to go through that.
I think that we'll have to put that in because,
we could talk about like
interesting things.
What, like all our different classes and what we learned in order to, because I think that's actually like quite interesting.
And it's a good refresher for us too.
A lot of people ask me about that. Most of my clients want to know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys. I mean,
what was school like?
Yeah, I don't know, school, but I guess it is different than like going to like English class. Like, you know what I mean? It's different than just going to school.
And honestly, most photographers don't go to school, right? Like most people are self-taught, so. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of like what we've been up to and Jordan's rebrand. If you're wondering, we still need to go through on the podcast and like put in all your new stuff too. But it still says Jordan Connor Originals. It's my bad.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else in this new rebrand that I haven't really talked about. I don't think so. Like you guys know that I've been doing the Super 8 stuff. So it's now officially on the website, which is another thing that I wanted to do like with this rebrand is like really showcase that. So now that's off and it's popping. And I don't know. Like, I just wanted it to be very personal. Yeah. So that's what I really tried to do. Like, I tried to put, like, different little snippets of, like, like my personal life in there. Because I think as photographers, like, we're running a business. But, like, a lot of our clients book us for us. Like, they book us for our art.
So true.
They book us for, like, our pictures, obviously, because they want great pictures, too. But they ultimately pick you for your personality.
Because your personality strongly impacts your photos. Because... like we're shooting you, but it's through our perspective. It's through our personality. Yeah. It's through what we like, what we don't like. So I think it's really important to, and you're drawn to people off of who they are, right? So it's so important.
So that was really important to me too. So you'll probably see that when you're going through my site. But yeah, if you haven't checked it out, www.jordansphotosandfilms.com.
Go look at it. It's amazing. Her website is epic. I keep creeping it because it's just so aesthetically pleasing.
I love it. I'm still going in and updating because there's lots of old work that I'm trying to like put in there. You'll probably see new pictures and stuff pop in, but
it looks so good.
Send me a contact form, let's do a shoot. I'm kidding. Humble break.
Give her a little review of the site too, and don't look at mine because mine needs to be updated.
Yours is cute though. I'm pretty sure yours is cute. Last time I checked it,
I need to hire someone next winter to just like spice it up because I've always just done it myself. So yeah, I think it'd be good to do that.
It is nice. Maybe
not this summer. That was crazy enough.
That's why I waited till the winter to do mine. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's so smart.
Yay.
But yeah. Thank you guys for listening. And if you like listening to us and want to hear more, leave us a review.
Yes.
And even just some 5 stars and
Sarah, 5 stars, please.
Yay. Yeah. But thank you for listening and we'll see you guys next week.
Signing off. Bye.
Bye.